Okay, hello, 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 everybody. It's a Vivid World podcast, and Viv here, the one and only podcaster at the Vivid World. Someday soon, we will have a guest, I promise you, maybe on our 10th episode or our 15th or 20th, I don't know. We'll just make it a thing, right? But for now, it's just me. Who am I? I'm a designer, copywriter, marketer, jazz vocalist, photographer, blah, blah, blah. Basically, I like artistic things, and I'm a creative, and by trade, I truly am a designer. This podcast is coming all the way from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. If some of you have been here, please give us a shout out. If not, ask what KL is about, what Malaysia is about. I'm originally from Penang. It's an amazing space. Place, island, city, and that is also where the Penang Island Jazz Festival happens at the end of every year. However, not this year, not 2018. And also where the Georgetown Literary Festival happens, as well as the one and only Georgetown Festival. If you guys have been to Penang, give us a shout out as well. What is today's episode about? It's about stopping and failing. Yeah, I know we started last week's episode regarding starting things, and that's how I started my podcast after 2+ years of procrastinating. I don't think we've highlighted that title enough or that topic enough, so let's talk about starting and stopping and failing. What I'd like to achieve is I'd like to help everyone turn their dreams into reality, and hopefully a little bit of listening to this podcast can get you to your dreams one step closer, maybe, huh? Also, on the background, you might be hearing my cats. I have 5 cats now. Yes, I am the crazy cat lady. Alright, so what did I start, stop, and fail? Well, the last podcast, I gave you a review of the first day of the Millionaire Mindset Intensive by T. Harv Eker, programmed by T. Harv Eker. It was conducted by 2 speakers, Thaddeus Lawrence from Singapore and Mac Atram from London. I thoroughly enjoyed the first day. It was amazing. It's a 3-day commitment. It happens usually on a Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And apparently in Malaysia, it happens in March and in September. So I went to the first day, enjoyed it, made a lot of friends, learned about the JAR system in money management. I kind of knew the JAR system, but this was a good reawakening, reinforcement, and reevaluating my take on finance. So how does the JAR system work? The JAR system, I suppose, comes up to 100% of your income, where you save 55% on essentials, things that you have to pay, car loans and stuff, 10% on future investments, 10% on, usually they say those 10% you can break it down to 5 and 5, and then 5% on play, or no, sorry, 10% on play, another 10% on play, so that makes it 55 10 10 75. 5% on giving back, give, so that's 85. Sorry, no, that's, I'm really bad in math. That's why I do design, 80%. 10% on education, and another 10% on savings. I think so. I'll go through my notes again. I'm sorry if I'm giving you really crap information, but I will reiterate and put the right info for you in the next podcast. But it's, you get the gist of things. If you have physical jars, even better, and you can start teaching them to your kids. So I learned all that in the first day. However, I had to attend to pressing matters on the second and third day, so I missed 2 days of the Millionaire Mindset Intensive. What? Yep, I paid for this course, yes, but there's some things that were just unavoidable. I don't accept that, excuse myself, but this time around, I don't know. It was just circumstance. I don't like that excuse, but it was just circumstance. And I pledge to myself and to all you listeners that I will attend the Millionaire Mindset 2019 in March. Prior to that, whatever I've learned on the first day, whatever notes I've taken, and whatever more learning I do online, I will sort out my finances towards a debt-free life and a life where I learn to earn passive income. I know, according to Gary Vee, there's no such thing as passive income. I agree, there's no such thing as passive income that you don't have to do any work for. Everything, you have to do something to gain it, right? So there's no such thing as passive income, but you get the gist. Something close to passive income. I'd like to get that. And I have a couple of ideas in my head. I'm going to fine-tune them as well, list them out, pros and cons, SWOT analysis on it, and see what happens and what can actually be done. Yeah, so that is something I've started and stopped. I've also started and basically let stagnant the Adobe XD challenge online that's happening right now still. I've not had the time to go and check it out. But it doesn't matter. I've got a lot of other things on my hand. I will be starting NaNoWriMo in November and Inktober in October. What is Inktober? Inktober is sort of a month-long challenge in October every year to draw something every day. It doesn't matter how big or small, and I'm going to do it. I will be posting that up online, and you guys can check it out at A Vivid World Facebook page. And what is NaNoWriMo? I'm sure everyone knows what NaNoWriMo is. It's a challenge on writing camp every November, and I think it happens in April as well. So I've always started that, never ever finished, ever. This would be my sixth attempt, but I'm determined. This is a year of beginning new things and finishing them off. I don't care. You guys are witnesses to this. Let's make this happen, people. Tell me what you have started and not finished, and what you're going to revive. Let me know. Also, let me know what you think about this podcast. I hope it's bringing some sort of positive info to your life, positive content, positive help. What am I listening to these days? Jim Rohn, Tony Robbins, and a bit of T. Harv Eker. So I'm hoping this is going to help at least someone. So give us a shout out, any reviews, any comments, hate mail, whatever, it doesn't matter. I'm all ears. So this is me, Viv Adram, all the way from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, at the A Vivid World podcast show. Talk to you guys soon. Thank you for listening. Bye.